I'm about to make you a legend, Noodle. Tom Edison IV's unruly tuft of blonde bed hair stuck out from behind the wood-framed car as his thin fingers nimbly connected an 8-volt battery to a large bundle of wires. We're both going down in history with this one.
Why did Tom always make things a billion times crazier than they had to be?
Thought Bernard, also known as Noodle, Zuckerberg, to himself. None of the other 10 soapbox cars at the starting line even had motors. Noodle tried to calm his nerves by focusing on the thumping rap beats pulsing through the iPod earbuds hidden beneath his scribbly hair, but it wasn't helping. At 5 feet 10 inches, by far the gangliest in his class, he looked and felt like an oversized giraffe test-driving a Prius. His knobby knees stuck out the side of the car, and he had to hunch his body just to fit inside this mobile death trap. No wonder people had been calling him Noodle since his first day at St. Vincent's.
"And you're sure this thing's 100% safe?"
he yelled over the music while bopping his head along to the beat.
"Of course it's safe,"
Tom said confidently as he peeked his freckled face around the side of the car, although the truth was he'd never exactly tested the design for the bleach battery motor he and his dad had formulated exactly 3 weekends ago in their basement lab. Tom pulled the engine's rope, and the car coughed to life. Black smoke billowed into the air as every other kid in Mr. Fazool's science class gaped.
"All right, my little Jeff Gordons. Remember, today's race isn't about winning."
50 yards away, at the other end of the parking lot, Tom's shaggy-haired science teacher, Mr. Fazool, fiddled with the cap gun.
"It's about, observing the concepts we studied this semester. Kinetic and potential energy, friction."
All month long, the 7th graders at St. Vincent's had been working on their cars, sawing down blocks of wood and fastening on plastic wheels, while Tom feverishly constructed his latest invention like a mad scientist.
$10? That beast stalls right out of the gates.
Strapped into the triple-reinforced car next to theirs sat brown-haired, pigtailed Colby McCracken, Tom's only other friend in class, beaming at him.
"Not a chance, Colb," Tom fired back. "Prepare to be blown out of the water."
"You're way too ADD to pull it off," she said. "I'm sure you messed up the calculations along the way."
Maybe Tom wasn't the math whiz Colby was. He was more of a big ideas guy, but he had ambition, and he knew a bleach-powered electric car would be as revolutionary as his great-great-grandfather's first commercial light bulb.
"On your mark, get set."
Bang. As Mr. Fazool fired the gun early, Noodle's startled foot hit the pedal, blasting his car to life. Its axles glittered against the pavement.
"Ease the brake,"
Tom shouted.
"You gotta slow down." "Yo, I did. I can't."
Noodle's voice echoed as the car whizzed down the parking lot, making windy tracks of burned rubber behind it. Tom darted after him. What was going wrong? Maybe he should have added more sugar? Or maybe the bleach ionized too quickly? Either way, that car was moving way too fast.
"Noodle!"
he shouted, racing after his now smoking creation.
"Stay calm!"